KQED.
There's been another massive rock fall in Yosemite National Park. It's the second in 2 days on the popular El Capitan. One person has died, and for more on the story, we're going to turn to Valley Public Radio's Ezra Romero, who joins us now. Good morning, Ezra.
Good morning, John.
So this is a big deal. I mean, we haven't seen rocks fall like this in Yosemite, at least in the past 50 years.
Yeah, the last time a major death occurred from a rock fall in the park was in 1999, so it's been a while.
I guess what I'm driving at is the size of this. Do we have any idea why these big slabs of rock are falling within the span of a week?
When I asked the public information officer, I couldn't get a straight answer about it, but I did talk to some rock climbers about it, and they said with the warming and cooling and it being wet and then it drying, it's almost like a sponge, you know, and then when a sponge becomes brittle, pieces can fall off, essentially, and so they kind of thought of El Capitan in the same way, that all these pieces could fall off because it was this type of rock, you know, that's drying and warming, and it just fell off.
So basically what we're hearing suggested from these rock climbers is that this has to do with the extreme rain we saw this last season, along with, the extreme heat we've seen this summer.
Yeah, here in our area, we had snow last week, and then it got back into the 90s. And when you think of Yosemite Valley, people don't think of it being hot there. But, you know, it can be 100 degrees in Yosemite Valley, and it was in the 80s last week. So we went through these polar extremes in the course of a week.
Ezra Romero joining us from Fresno, talking about the rock slides on El Capitan in Yosemite. Ezra, thanks so much.
Thank you.